Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hi, welcome back. This is Cheryl Nicholson, and I am so excited to be with you today. We're going to talk about how not to do housework, yard work, or work on weekends. What do I mean by that? I know some of you are working and bringing that stuff to home, and instead of going out and having fun or reconnecting with your friends or even your family, you're doing housework or you're doing yard work. Or you're doing work on weekends. So today you're gonna get some real great tips on how not to do that. First, let's listen to our sponsor.
Hi, my name is Joy. Have you ever thought about owning a home in sunny Florida? I'd be happy to show you some great homes or condos in the Tampa Bay or Clearwater areas that are close to or on our beautiful beaches and convenient to great shopping and spectacular restaurants. How would you feel if you were able to watch dolphins jump or view magnificent sunsets from your patio or balcony or enjoy some challenging golf courses in Tampa, Palm Harbor, or Tarpon Springs? If that sounds great to you, visit my website at findtampabayrealty.com or email me at joy@findtampabayrealty.com. Whether you want to be a part-time or full-time resident, or maybe you're an investor who seeks a great deal, I can help. Contact me for more information. Connecting buyers and sellers with Joy.
Welcome back. We're so excited that you're listening. Have you had a chance to take your life balance assessment, which is right at getalifebalanced.com? There's a score sheet actually there. And have you also been on Facebook, our community on Facebook, facebook.com/getalifebalanced, and also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/CSP Cheryl, and then also our LinkedIn group. I hope you're a part of that community, that you're asking questions there, you're getting additional suggestions there. I'm just so glad that you're a part of this podcast. You know, I had a physician. I love this idea. Don't you know somebody you wish was listening to this right now? Why not send out an email to your friends and ask them to subscribe? And I really love this idea from a doctor. He told me that he's actually using my cards and gifting it in his office as his patients leave to help them reduce their stress. Isn't that great? So he's partnered with me as his, life balance expert, as a part of his business. And I had never thought of that, to help his patients have a more balanced, more happy, or more fulfilled life. So if you have clients and you think they would benefit, absolutely. If you need cards, call me and I'll be glad to send those to you. And let's get as many people as we can listening to this podcast to change their lives too. Well, I've been able to improve the quality of my life dramatically by putting these rules or standards into practice. And this is one of my favorites. I actually have it on what I call a power plate. And if you go to getalifebalanced.com, there's actually, I think there's 30 power plates. They're printed on 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. And I sort of use them as wallpaper on the top of my on the ceiling, near the ceiling, almost like a wallpaper border. And these are things I've learned over the years. I may know it mentally, but I forget in the busyness of life. And so by visually taking a break and taking a look at those sayings, it helps me, oh yeah, right, I forgot about that one. And this is one of my favorites. No more housework, no more yard work, no more work on weekends. Rousing cheer when I quote that in my seminars. Can you make that a reality? Well, maybe not an absolute rule, but absolutely hope will be able to reframe your thinking so that you can make some real changes in your life. I don't know about you, but when I was little, I didn't get to sleep in on Saturday. I didn't have an alarm clock that woke me up. I had my mother's brrr, boom, brrr, boom, brrr, boom. What was it? The vacuum cleaner. Because my mother felt like if she was up, hey, yo, everybody needed to get up. And I can remember as a child not enjoying it when my parents would say, companies coming, because what that meant is, oh no, we've got to clean up the house before they get here, and then we've got to clean up the house after they left. So company and friends visiting just meant more work to me. So how do we prevent that? House cleaning and cooperation from everybody seems to be an elusive goal for many families. Did you know that 68% of all working mothers after working all day go home and start dinner by themselves? And 62% of them clean up the dinner dishes afterwards all by themselves. So if you want to spend more time with your kids, here's the first thing, put them in the kitchen. And this is another example of umbrella living that we talked about in episode number 8. I believe wholeheartedly that is why my son is a chef today, because he knew if mom was in the kitchen, grab, you know, a tool, because all the kids were going to be in the kitchen. They were either going to wash a potato or set the table or get the dishwasher ready for afterwards. But if mom was in the kitchen, everybody was in the kitchen. All of my children knew there was no such thing as kitchen fairies. Food doesn't magically show up. So we understand the concept of team building at home, but we're not as effective about putting that skill to work. So we understand the concept of team building at work, but many of us aren't as effective putting that skill to work at home. And I know your kids are just as smart as mine. Sarah, at 3 years old, she could go into the office, turn on the computer, put in her disk, play a game, finish, return the disk to its sleeve, exit the computer, and exit the room. My husband didn't even do that. If she was smart enough to do that, then she's smart enough to put a fork and knife and spoon on the dinner table. Now let me tell you, today kids are living on technology. Many of us, I met a gentleman this week who told me he had a brand new iPhone, and I asked him, how's that working for you? And he said, I don't know, ask my granddaughter, because he's actually giving his technology tools to his granddaughter to get them ready for his use and educate him to the use. So yes, things are changing very rapidly, but you have to disconnect from technology and reconnect with the people you love. Listen, everything in life is a choice. If you chose to put somebody in your life as a partner, there's a price tag attached to that. If you chose to have children, there's a price tag. You can't say, I'm a hands-off parent. It takes leadership and it takes involvement. So how are you going to get involved if you're too busy at work? I actually had a woman in one of my seminars say, my husband's a great partner. He's changing with the times and he helps me quite a bit around the house. After we eat, I'll sit in his big easy chair and I'll watch him do the dishes. But it doesn't take very long before I start feeling guilty and I go relieve him. Why do I feel my relaxation time is less important than his? Interesting, huh? Many of us feel that when we were born female, that we were stamped with an invisible tattoo that says, housework is my job. Okay, let me see your tattoo. Let me see it. It doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you that tattoo does not exist. It's generations of children's books and romantic movies and television shows that have infiltrated your head that man is the provider and you are the caregiver. Now, I believe, and this is one of the benefits here in America of men losing their jobs, is now a lot of them are at home and the wives are working, and so the husbands get an opportunity to feel like it's like what it's like to do the laundry, do the cooking, do the shopping, take the kids to the volleyball, to the softball games, be an active parent, which is great. But again, it all comes back to teamwork. I know some men out there are doing the housework, and that's great. Miraculous things are happening. They're spending more time with the kids, and the next time they look for a job, they're not willing to sacrifice that relationship they had given up before. They really want a relationship with their family. But the statistics still bear out that women are still doing most of the housework and cooking. So umbrella living allows us to cook, clean, and connect and work as a team all at the same time. So here's another attendee, what another attendee had told me. She called me about a month after my life balance class to announce, hey, this doesn't work. I was like, really? What do you mean by that? She told me that When she went home and asked the kids to participate in the kitchen, their job was to load the dishwasher after dinner. She said that when she unloaded the dishwasher, there was still food on the dishes from the night before. So she had to take over the job and she was back to doing the dishes again. And I said to her, "Of course you did. Don't you think the kids knew that would be the outcome? So here's what you're going to do tonight. Have the kids load the dishwasher after dinner, and then tomorrow set the table with those same dishes. And when they ask, 'Ugh, what's this hard stuff on the dishes?' just reply, 'Must be the eggs we had last night for dinner.'" And then she just laughed and she said, "All right, I'll give it a try." 2 weeks later, she called me and she told me, "It worked. The kids are now rinsing the dishes before they put them into the dishwasher." They knew that she was going to change her goal. Now, yard work and housework can be done through nibbling living. I remember sitting in the flower bed pulling weeds on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. Let's take a break and listen to one of our sponsors, and when we'll come back, we'll talk about yard work and housework and how to get that done through nibbling living. Be right back.
Hi, my name is Joy. Have you ever thought about owning a home in sunny Florida? I'd be happy to show you some great homes or condos in the Tampa Bay or Clearwater areas that are close to or on our beautiful beaches and convenient to great shopping and spectacular restaurants. How would you feel if you were able to watch dolphins jump or view magnificent sunsets from your patio or balcony, or enjoy some challenging golf courses in Tampa, Palm Harbor, or Tarpon Springs? If that sounds great to you, visit my website at findtampabayrealty.com or email me at joy@findtampabayrealty.com. Whether you want to be a part-time or full-time resident, or maybe you're an investor who seeks a great deal, I can help. Contact me for more information. Connecting buyers and sellers with Joy.
Welcome back. Wasn't that a great sponsor? Make sure you take the opportunity to take a look at their website, their domain, and give them a call if you have a need. Yard work and housework can be done through nibbling living also. I remember sitting in the flower bed, pulling weeds on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I thought to myself, "Man, what is wrong with this picture? I've been away from the family at a convention for 10 days. I live in Florida, and I haven't been to a beach in a year and a half. What is wrong with this picture?" And then I realized I wasn't nibbling living. So I called a KTC. Now, you'll learn about KTCs in the next episode. And I stated the challenge to my husband. And I said, "Hey, I don't want to spend Saturday doing yard work, do you? Can we do that through nibbling living? If you cut the front yard on Monday night after work and the backyard on Tuesday after work while I do some of the weeding, well, that should leave our weekends free. What do you think?" And the answer came, "Yeah, I can do that." So guess what? That's what we do. Now, living in Florida, sometimes it rains Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. But you know what? It may be the following Tuesday before we actually get to the backyard. The neighbors don't mind, though, because the front yard is done and they haven't got a clue what's going on in the backyard. Now, back to cleaning. I have this dear friend, Madeline. She is an entrepreneur who owns her own hairstyling business in Michigan. Now, she owns a two-story house with a basement, and you can go to Madeline's house at any time and her house looks spotless. You know how she does it? She cleans one floor each week. So at any time you can come and visit and you would not know which floor she missed. This way, she's not knocking herself out every weekend. In fact, she has even created a grandma day. When her very first grandchild arrived, she organized her days so that she could set one day aside for to be a grandma day, and it happens to be Wednesday. Today, she's got 4 grandboys from the ages of 5 years to 6 months, and every Wednesday, she told me she cannot believe those boys and the bond that they already have in their lives. This is another example of commitment to family. Madeline doesn't neglect herself either. She uses nibbling living to create an exercise program. She takes piano lessons, and she's also a cancer survivor. She spends time with her husband out on their boat, and she invests her time better than anyone I know. Madeline's license plate on her 50th birthday present from her husband, Dan. He went out and bought an old red Mustang convertible undercover in their barn in Michigan. And when he surprised her on her birthday, he uncovered her license plate and it simply said, "Go, Granny, go." And believe me, Madeline is still Go, Granny, going. In our next segment, you're going to love this next episode. It's called The First Quality of Life Rule, Lowering Your Standards. I know some of you are saying, "Well, Cheryl, really? How low do I go?" You'll get the answer to that question and many others. See you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, hi there. I wanted to give you a PS. Just before I leave, I wanted to remind you that you can register for more life tips on the professional side of your life at my website, Cheryl.com. And on that site are some additional books that will help you. Thanks again for listening, and I really appreciate your great reviews. Bye for now.